I totally agree with that. I think my radio doesn't come off the Warren FBI ever. I think it's like the only frequency that I monitor. So I get it. It's just a lot of nonsense to have programmed in your radio. So you're not wrong.
I generally listen until I can't, you know, and just I don't want to hear it, and I turn it down, you know, and more just like in case there's anything that needs attention. But every once in a while I'll jump in there. It's pretty rare. And there's a couple of people that are still pretty decent out there. You know, you got to remember, we grabbed a few from there that have turned out to be quite good additions to the ham radio community. So, you know, they're still out there. But, boy, I'll tell you what, separating the wheat from the chaff is sometimes, and, you know, how much effort without a, you know, the bottom line is without a Professor Don out there to kind of do all the heavy lifting, you know, it's nobody's out there to kind of, you know, usher along any prospects. I'm certainly not going to do it. So it's a different era without Professor Don there, you know, with his fireside chats all night. Anywho,